I'm going to be departing a little bit from the text this morning because, Sam, you have helped me shape what God wants me to say for us this morning. Think about those moments in your life, church, when for the first time you have learned about Jesus. Think about those moments when your mom and dad forced you or even grabbed your hand and said, "We're going to go to church and I want you to be quiet when we go to church." Do you remember those moments when they have to drag you against your will and you have no choice because you will be either reprimanded or have bear the consequence of that in whatever forms that may be? But think about the moments when you begin to discover the joy of being a part of a gathered community of faith. When you begin to understand the story of Jesus. Think about the moments of your first Bible study teachers or Sunday school teacher that have influenced you, that have told you the stories of life and forgiveness, stories of love and grace and reconciliations. Think about how they did not give up on you. Over the course of time, you begin to learn and to understand this man by the name of Jesus of Nazareth. His love, his compassion, going against the grain of the culture of his time, how he dealt with his enemies, how he poured his life towards this band of disciples, pulling them out from the ordinariness of their lives. Some of them are fishermen, ordinary human beings, and yet you brought them out from their comfort zone. And we learn from the scriptures how Jesus poured his life to this band of disciples, how he showed them the way, how he taught them kingdom principles, turning their lives from ordinary men to become disciples and followers of this new way of being the church. And from then on, Jesus, out of his love for his disciples, he showed them the ministry and mission, the messiness of how he deals healing the sick and feeding the hungry, calming the storm, leading them even to the point of him being abandoned, to the point of being nailed on the cross. Only on third day, we learn that the story never ends on the Calvary, but continues on a grave that is empty. Because Jesus showed them that indeed there is light beyond the grave. I'm sharing this to us this morning because that's exactly what discipleship is all about. It is embedded in our mission statement to call us, to remind us that discipleship matters because Jesus did it. He experienced this and he showed us the way. Not only discipleship matters because Jesus did it, but because he wants us to understand why he came on earth, why he gave up his life for you and for me. That this life is not all that there is. Now, one day we will leave these mortal bodies. It's going to decay. We will go back to ashes. But what is important, it was come beyond this life. A life that is given for his name and for his sake. Because he wants us to share in this eternal life that he himself showed to us more than 2,000 years ago. So that we can be able to share to others that there is hope. There is resurrection. There is life beyond this life. Isn't that what discipleship is all about? And isn't that what we have just seen a while ago when Brother Sammy just stood up here and testified about how God transformed his life? Friends, I'm going to be departing from my notes this morning because I believe Sammy's story becomes the message in and of itself. And Sammy, you have inspired me. You have inspired us today. The life that you live is not your life anymore. It is Christ that lives in you. Amen? And that is the promise that Jesus always tells us. If we surrender our lives to God, we can say with confidence that, like Apostle Paul says, it is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. My brothers and sisters in Christ, I challenge us all to do whatever it takes for us to offer Christ to others and to live by his example so that people can see in us what it means to be a disciple. Let us pray. Oh, Holy God, we thank you. We are grateful for this opportunity for us to come and join with what you have done and what you're doing and what you're about to do. We are grateful to you, O God, for the gift of discipleship, that you are constantly reminding us of this great commission because you yourself did it. And you want us to know the gospel. You want us to understand who you are and how we can be like you. We are grateful for Sammy and for the story that he shared that is weaved in this message. May we be serious and may we be intentional in becoming disciples so that we can be able to reproduce discipleship in many places, in everywhere. Father God, help us, and may the power of the Holy Spirit pierce and penetrate in our hearts and in our lives today and every day. And all the people of God said, Amen.